In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census had to be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone had to go to his own town to register. So Joseph also went, from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David in Judea, because he belonged to the house and line of David. Bethlehem was a small city near Jerusalem. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. But when they reached Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn, so they had to lodge in the stable. When the time came, Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Now there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very afraid. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the city of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." So it was that the prophet Micah's prophecy, relating to Messiah's birth in Bethlehem, was fulfilled through the imperial decree, as Mary and Joseph, living to the north of Palestine, had to go south to their town of origin, Bethlehem, near Jerusalem in Judea, to comply with the Roman emperor's order of a census. When the angels had left them and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph in the stable and the baby lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, as the angel had commanded before he had been conceived. This name means Saviour. 40 days after his birth, Joseph and Mary took him to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord and consecrate him to God, according to the law of Moses, which stipulated that every firstborn male was to be consecrated to the Lord. They offered the prescribed sacrifice, a pair of doves or two young pigeons, in keeping with what was written in the law of God. Now there was a very devout man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was waiting for the promised Messiah. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Now, O Lord, let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, the glory of your people Israel." Simeon blessed Mary and Joseph and said to Mary, "This child is destined to cause the fall and rising of many in Israel, and to reveal the thoughts of many hearts, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, who never left the temple, but worshipped God night and day, fasting and praying. She was very old. She came up at that moment and gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. Next episode, the visit of the wise men.